Dear friends, welcome to another edition of your favorite weekend character building show, Rivethics. I am Dr. Lele Barisibo. I'm a specialist in disease control and health system strengthening. I serve the good people of River State as a program manager for the River State HIV/AIDS and Sexually Transmitted Infections Control Program, River State Ministry of Health. I am your host for today. Just before we begin, let's take an opening message from Her Excellency, Justice Mrs. Suzette Eberechi Nyesomwike, the initiator of Rivethics.
Greetings to the well-cultured people of River State and welcome to another episode of Rivethics on Radio, a character-building weekend show. Remember that discrimination against someone does not define who they are. It defines who you are. This episode is in commemoration of the United Nations World AIDS Day, coming up today, December 1st. The theme of this year's commemoration is Know Your HIV Status. Around the world, 37 million people are living with HIV, the highest number ever, yet a quarter do not know that they have the virus. Significant progress has been made in the AIDS response since 1988, and today, 3 in 4 people living with HIV know their status. But there are still miles to cover, as the latest UNAIDS report shows, and that includes reaching people living with HIV who do not know their status and ensuring that they are linked to quality care and prevention services. HIV testing is essential for expanding treatment and ensuring that all people living with HIV can lead healthy and productive lives. It is also crucial in empowering people to make choices about HIV prevention so that they can protect themselves and their loved ones. Unfortunately, many barriers to HIV testing remain. Stigma and discrimination still deters people from taking an HIV test. Access to confidential HIV testing is still an issue of concern. Many people still only get tested after becoming ill and symptomatic. Knowing your HIV status has many advantages. It is an essential entry point to HIV treatment, prevention, care, and support services. People who test positive for HIV should be linked immediately to antiretroviral therapy to keep them alive and well, and when viral load suppression is reached, prevent transmission of the virus. There are over 200 testing centers in River State, and all the testing innovations being introduced by the State Ministry of Health and its partners. The United Nations plans to avert 28 million new HIV infections and end the AIDS epidemic as a global health threat by 2030. It all starts with individuals knowing their status by undergoing the HIV test and, if positive, submitting themselves to treatment. Let us listen to our guest speaker as he sheds more light on this subject. He is Dr. Lele Barisibo, a program manager, public health specialist and infectious disease expert in the River State Ministry of Health. Please enjoy the episode and learn from it. Our dear decent Rivers people, please remember to always let your manners speak for you. God bless and keep you and your families, and God bless River State.
Don't run the other man down. Don't wish him bad. No, no. There are better things to do. Better pastimes around. Careless talk is not the right way. Love River State or leave her alone. Don't pull her down. No, no. Think what you can do for her. Engage yourself in meaningful activities. No room for gossips. Do something meaningful.
Welcome back. If you are just tuning in, this is Rivethics on Radio, and I am Dr. Lele Barisibo, your host for today. I will be speaking on the 2018 World AIDS Day. The 1st of December every year is set to mark World AIDS Day worldwide. This is a day devoted to awareness creation, advocacy, sensitization of the general public towards desirable preventive behavior and the need to access HIV/AIDS services. The theme for this year's commemoration is Know Your Status. It is important for residents of River State and beyond to know their HIV status, because if you know your HIV status, you will be enrolled into treatment, care and support early, and you will be able to live a positive life. By living a positive and dignified life, I mean you are going to carry out your normal day-to-day activities without disturbances from regular hospital visitations. You are going to be productive and you are going to achieve whatever objectives that the person that is living without HIV can also achieve in life. And I always tell people that HIV/AIDS is just an illness, just like every other illness. There is no difference between the person that has diabetes mellitus and the person that has HIV. There is no difference between somebody that has hypertension and the person that has HIV. This is because all these set of illnesses, for now, you have to take your medication every day. And so, why should I be scared to access an accredited health facility to know my HIV status? That is why this year, the World Health Organization, UNAIDS, and various governmental and non-governmental associations have come together to state that the core objectives for this year's commemoration is to urge people to know their status, and also to urge policymakers to promote health for all, including providing HIV/AIDS services, infectious disease services, chronic care services for other chronic diseases, etc. Let me again refreshing our memory on the prevalence of HIV/AIDS in the world. The UNAIDS has stated that estimated 36.9 million persons are living with HIV/AIDS worldwide. Last year alone, the year 2017, 940,000 persons died of HIV. And again, it is a sad reminder that our dear country, Nigeria, has the second highest burden of HIV/AIDS in the world, second to South Africa. For Nigeria, the prevalence of HIV/AIDS from the National AIDS and Reproductive Health Survey conducted in 2012 is 3.1%. That same NAS 2012 results place our own state, River State, at 15.2%. However, that was controversial, and the River State government as at then refuted the results based on technical grounds. There were some lapses in how the survey was conducted that was not in accordance with the laid down guidelines and ethics of the survey, and so the state government as at then rejected the result. But again, in 2015, the HIV seroprevalence survey among pregnant women was now conducted, and the HSS 2015 put Nigeria at 3%. River State had 5.8%. Above all, let us not overflog the issue of prevalence, because just a month ago, the Nigerian AIDS Indicator and Impact Survey, NAIS, was just concluded in River State and is still ongoing in the various states of the Federation. And the Director General of NACA had said that by early March next year, the results for the whole country will be out, and that will now put us in the position for better knowledge of our prevalence, and this will guide on how we plan our interventions. But the most important thing is going back to ourselves, talking to ourselves outside the prevalence that is being spread everywhere now. What is actually one status? And so I will not stop to encourage residents of River State to, as much as possible, access an accredited service delivery point and do a HIV test today, so that you will be able to know your status. By knowing your status, you've now put planning for your own health needs in your own hands and not in the hands of healthcare practitioners. UNAIDS reports that came out on the 22nd of November 2018 put it that 75% of people living with HIV/AIDS worldwide know their status. Sadly, 59% of persons living with HIV/AIDS, that's about 21.7 million persons worldwide, are yet to know their status. And this is a time bomb, because these persons are going around without any form of epidemic control, and it is really a serious public health issue. And again, I will say, please find time to know your HIV/AIDS status. That same UNAIDS November 22nd, 2018 report has also said that worldwide, 9.4 million people living with HIV have access to highly active antiretroviral therapy. And if you have access to highly active antiretroviral therapy, it means that that HIV positive person is moving towards viral suppression. It has been said that by the time an individual living positive with HIV is on antiretroviral therapy for up to a duration of 6 months and adheres to the therapy, there is a wild and high level of permutation that that person will achieve viral suppression. And when the person achieves viral suppression, it will reduce the chance for that person to transmit the virus to some other person. So we will not fail to emphasize, as the World Health Organization has guided and advised, that we expand access to HIV testing services, and we encourage persons to know their HIV status, so that in so doing, you're going to have control of your own health plans. Let's go on a short break. We'll be back soon.
If you hurt your neighbor, don't be ashamed. Say I'm sorry. Make a change for better, not for worse.
If you hurt your neighbor, don't be ashamed. Say I'm sorry. You can't always be right, so sometimes when you're wrong, admit it. If you resolve to be a better person today onwards, you know, you might just be making somebody a little happier.
This world is a funny place, it's you today. It may be him tomorrow, so make a change for better, not for worse.
You'll be much happier.
Welcome back. If you are just tuning in, this is Rivetics on Radio, and I am Dr. Lele Barisibo, your host for today. I am speaking on the 2018 World AIDS Day with the theme, Know Your Status. The first point of entry into HIV treatment care and support services is HIV testing services. These are services put together for persons to be psychologically fit to undergo an HIV test and also accept the results when the test is concluded. HIV testing services is offered in more than 201 healthcare facilities in River State, both public and private, for free of charge. I emphasize free of charge. When you visit any of these healthcare facilities, the healthcare worker will offer you what is called a pre-test counseling. This process will prepare you to undergo the HIV testing. After the testing, depending on what your result is, the healthcare worker will also offer you a post-test counseling. A very important strategy that is also applied is what is called the sexual networking tracking. Knowing that unprotected sexual intercourse with somebody living with HIV/AIDS has a higher chance of transmitting the virus to the next person. And so the healthcare worker will also attempt to try and list the sexual contacts that you had unprotected intercourse with and try and reach these individuals and offer them HIV testing services. It is a model that is well acknowledged worldwide, and it has gone a long way in achieving epidemic control in parts of Africa and the world. For the pregnant women and others, and male too, you may also be offered partner testing. Outside this, there are some situations where, whether you voluntarily come to seek for HIV testing services or not, the healthcare worker out of his or her knowledge, might decide to carry out a test for you. This is only done when the healthcare worker knows that what he or she is managing you for will be beneficial from the results of that test. That mode of testing is called provider-initiated HIV testing services. These services everywhere, like I've said, in River State, 201 healthcare facilities at least. And it is not limited to only healthcare facilities. We also encourage that these testings are done in large gatherings, for example, if there are rallies. In fact, in River State now, so there are some women that still feel that they want to go the ways of their mothers, of their grandmothers, not minding all form of encouragement, awareness, creation, counseling. They still feel that they want to go the ways of their mothers and grandmothers by going to homes of traditional birth attendants. You agree with me that they would not have access to HIV testing services and other forms of skilled antenatal care services. And so, we move our missionaries in the state to take HIV testing to them, to their doorsteps at those homes, while we continue to advocate that they should have access to skilled delivery and ANC services at qualified healthcare facilities. When we identify positive cases there, in collaboration with traditional birth attendants, we'll try as much as possible to link the HIV positive pregnant women to what is called prevention of mother to child transmission of HIV AIDS services at accredited healthcare centers. We have more than 201 of these sites in River State, both in public and private healthcare facilities. So that takes me to prevention of mother to child transmission of HIV. First of all, we'll look at the population of women of reproductive age group in our society. We don't wait till they are pregnant before we take services to them, because there is a possibility that in the nearest time, whether they get married or not, they may conceive and they may be willing to keep those babies. And so in the program, we don't wait till they are pregnant. And so we offer massive HIV testing services to women of reproductive age group. Peradventure, a lady or a woman or a young woman is pregnant or not pregnant, we still link them to lifelong antiretroviral therapy. Then, for the ones that were able to identify that are HIV positive among these women of reproductive age group, we try as much as possible to counsel them to avoid unwanted pregnancies. By avoiding unwanted pregnancies, there may not be need to bring in babies that will be HIV exposed infants, and also adding on the health burden of the program. And so we advise that if they are not ready to have babies, they must be on contraceptives, preferably long-acting contraceptives. We also encourage them to use barrier methods with their spouses or with their partners. For the women that are already positive and are also pregnant, after due counseling at the healthcare facilities for drug adherence, they are also placed on lifelong antiretroviral therapy. Like I have said before, when they are on this therapy for up to 6 months, there's high chance of them achieving viral suppression. And when they achieve viral suppression, the chances of transmitting the virus to their unborn baby will be markedly reduced. While they have been enrolled for PMTCT services at the healthcare centers or hospitals or private clinics, they are seeing men to undergo what is called focused antenatal care, which includes those basic things that is being done for women undergoing ANC, and also some added ones that the healthcare provider will also give because that woman is HIV positive. There's a very beautiful strategy that is being applied in River State now, which is called the pre-EDD booking for early infant diagnosis. That means the same way that you give an expected date of delivery to the pregnant woman, you also give an expected date when the woman will bring the newborn infant to the hospital for early infant diagnosis. This is a diagnosis that is carried out for the HIV exposed infants to know whether that baby got the virus or not while the mother was undergoing PMTCT services. But let me emphasize here that the women that register at accredited healthcare facilities and undergo PMT services has 90% reduced chance of transmitting the virus to their unborn babies. And so we always encourage pregnant women to go and register for antenatal care in qualified healthcare delivery facilities, so that if they are HIV positive, they will be made to undergo PMTC services. And I must tell you that there is nothing greater than the joy of a HIV positive woman giving birth to a HIV negative infant. Of course, other things will be done for the woman during delivery, what is called modified obstetric practices. There are things that will reduce the chances of the infant contacting the virus during delivery. I may just mention a few things, like delayed rupture of membrane, what in the layman's term they said, you just ensure that the water is not burst early until when the baby is about coming out. Well, this will also reduce, if the water is burst early, it will increase the chance of the baby contacting the virus while going through the birth canal. And the WHO has also said that we should also reduce use of instrumental deliveries in HIV positive women, except it is absolutely indicated for the survival of that baby and that woman. Of course, within 72 hours of delivery of that HIV exposed infant, a medication is given to the child in forms of drops. And then, like I've explained, pre-ED booking for early infant diagnosis before, they are also asked to come to the hospital 6 weeks after, where a dry blood spot sample will be collected and taken to the PCR lab for diagnosis whether the patient had HIV or not. This DBS sample is usually taken to the Rivers University Teaching Hospital in Port Harcourt. We have two PCR laboratories there that even go as far as serving the South for this purpose. Again, for persons that are not pregnant, that's the general population, when they are HIV positive, they are counseled for drug adherence and then they are placed on antiretroviral therapy. These services can be gotten in more than 86 healthcare facilities in Rivers State, both public and private. I've emphasized that when the person is on highly active antiretroviral therapy, person will achieve viral suppression and of course will be unable to transmit the virus to the next person. After 6 months, the person undergoes what is called viral load assay to know the actual copies of the virus in the person's body, and this is used for monitoring of that client with other investigations. This viral load assay is given free of charge at the PCR laboratory at Rivers University Teaching Hospital, although your managing doctor will have to take the sample from you, package it properly and send it to the lab and also bring the results for you. Let's take another break. We'll be back soon. Thank you. Welcome back. I am Dr. Lele Barisibo, your host for today on RiverTechs. For us in River State, we decided to commemorate the 2018 World AIDS Day in style. There is a colloquium on the 1st of December on HIV testing services in River State with the topic Milestones, Challenges and the Future. Also, we are going to unveil the River State HIV oral self-test kits for pregnant women and their partners. This kit uses saliva for diagnosis of HIV/AIDS, and you can actually test yourself at home, and then depending on your result, you can assess for more services at a qualified healthcare center. River State is actually the first state in West Africa to pilot this. We are also going to unveil the Vitamin Angels multivitamin for HIV positive pregnant women in River State. That means if you're pregnant and HIV positive, you have access to these multivitamins and warm expellents at our accredited 201 PMT sites. And of course, there will be entertainment and the messages. Between 1st of January and 30th October this year, we actually achieved a lot in the HIV control program in the state. We are currently supporting the Department of Laboratory Services at Rivers University Teaching Hospital and Zonal Hospital Bori to achieve WHO Afro accreditation for research and other laboratory diagnostic services. We've been able to establish real-time electronic medical record in 79 of our HIV service delivery points, and we are currently working on expanding EMRO to other sites. We've also furnished the medical records departments of 10 of our treatment sites with confidential filing systems to keep confidentiality and also keep medical record systems very, very active. Between 1st January and 30th October, we have offered free 238,724 HIV tests to the general population and 69,773 HIV testing services to the pregnant women. We've offered 1,724 early infant diagnoses to HIV exposed infants, 3,254 free viral load assay for residents of River State. One assay costs about 32,000 naira, but that we are giving to residents of River State free of charge. We've ensured that the PCR laboratory at River State University Hospital is operating at full capacity. We have not also failed to continue the building of capacity of healthcare workers in the state for proper delivery of HIV/AIDS services. Most importantly, we've concluded the Nigerian AIDS Indicator and Impact Survey in the state. We're also participating in various other researches that will guide programming in the state. We are collaborating with the Network of People Living with HIV/AIDS, FHI 360, Achieving Nigeria Health International, UNICEF, Heartland Alliance International, Saving 1 Million Life Program for Results, AF, Health Strategy Delivery Foundation, University of Hoopes, the Federal Ministry of Health, NACA, SACA, and University of Maryland in coordinating health and HIV/AIDS services for the people of River State. Before we go, let me remind us again that knowing our HIV status is the gateway to putting your own health in your hands. Thank you.
Dear friends, this is the much we can take on today's edition of Rev Ethics. I hope it made a difference in our collective effort to make our society a better place. If you missed parts of this episode or wish to download these or previous editions, please visit our website www.revethics.com to listen to or download all episodes. You're free to share the production with your friends at your school or community. You can join the Rev Ethics family on Facebook or Twitter via @RevEthics, and you can call our phone numbers for questions related to these or other editions. The numbers are 0808-917-7707, 0902-917-7706, or send us an email to revethics@gmail.com. The Rev Ethics radio program currently airs on 5 radio stations in River State every Saturday as follows: Nigeria Info 92.3 FM from 8:30 a.m. to 9 a.m. Radio Rivers 99.1 FM 9 o'clock to 10 o'clock in the morning, with a repeat broadcast same time on Sunday. Rhythm 93.7 FM 2:30 to 3 p.m. in the afternoon, with a repeat broadcast same time on Sunday. Treasure FM 98.5, 6:30 to 7 p.m. in the evening, with a repeat broadcast on Sunday by 5:30 to 6 o'clock in the evening. On Wazobia 94.1 FM, on Saturday evening, program starts at 5 o'clock to 5:30 p.m. Until next week with another host, remember to always let your manners speak for you. Wishing you a great week ahead.